Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the 13th week of Ordinary Time, and from Germany we hear from Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz, a Dominican sister of Ehrenberg. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta, and her preaching today is entitled, Being Forgiven.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After entering a boat, Jesus made the crossing and came into his own town. And there people brought to him a paralytic lying on a stretcher. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, Courage, child, your sins are forgiven. At that, some of the scribes said to themselves, This man is blaspheming. Jesus knew what they were thinking and said, Why do you harbor evil thoughts? Which is easier, to say, Your sins are forgiven, or to say, Rise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he then said to the paralytic, Rise, pick up your stretcher and go home. He rose and went home. When the crowds saw this, they were struck with awe and glorified God who had given such authority to man. In Jesus' times, when medical aid was very basic, illnesses and diseases were a huge challenge for everybody. Without any antibiotics and other treatment methods, every illness could mean the end of everyday life, the end of the possibility of earning a living and being together with family and friends. No wonder that Jesus' healings meant so much to his contemporaries. If we are ill, we can go to the doctor and ask for help. And there are so many therapies, treatments, and possibilities to get help, even though I know that there are still diseases that can lead to death and isolation. However, I sometimes have the impression that sin leads to greater isolation than every illness. All diseases in the world are bad, and it's good that and when they can be treated. And maybe sin is a kind of greater scourge in our times because it is not visible, difficult to treat, and leads to isolation and cuts people off from other people, from themselves, and from God. To me, the existence of sin seems to be as relevant as all the terrible diseases on earth. Because sin is so unnoticed and people act as if it doesn't exist. At least in Germany, where everybody knows what to do when one is ill. We have the wonderful institution of health insurance so that everybody can go to the doctor and get what he or she needs. I guess that Jesus' healings today would not bring so much attention as they brought in his time. However, I am convinced that his words, Your sins are forgiven, can bring a lot of attention and deep healing. Because people might not get the point which harsh damage sin can bring. Even though one might not be the greatest sinner under the sun, it is healing and empowering to hear Jesus' words, Your sins are forgiven, and to know that He has already taken everything from me. That the triune God is a relationship and wants a relationship with me. He is therefore very much interested in helping me to overcome the isolation in which my sinful behavior brought me. Going to confession is a wonderful experience, and it is worth it to take the effort to reflect on myself and to say where I failed. Because afterward, I know that Jesus can heal me and that He carries everything with me. When I am brave enough to open my heart to Jesus' words, Your sins are forgiven, then I can open my heart to my surrounding, to my neighbor, and to my sister, even though they might think and react other than me. Jesus' words can help to overcome the schisms of our societies and our church. And I am convinced that it is necessary as all the important medical healings. Therefore, I would love to see in Germany, and maybe in other countries as well, that parishes and congregations offer confession on a regular basis, where you don't have to call the priest to make an appointment to confess. And I would wish everybody the experience of absolution and the wonderful feeling afterwards. The church offers a powerful service with confession and absolution, and it is absolutely worth it to take the chance to hear Jesus' words for my life. Your sins are forgiven.